Hello.
CanadianThinker.com by Freddie P. joining us from back east, the province of Ontario. It's Freddie Patterson. Hi, Fred.
Morrison, good to be with you.
Good to have you on the radio here in Vancouver, British Columbia. Freddie, how was Family Day for you on Monday? Did you enjoy it?
Oh, I really enjoyed Family Day. Well, wait a minute. I better back up. I enjoyed it till I went and saw a movie with Jennifer Aniston and Adam Sandler called Just Go With It.
Oh, was it bad?
Oh, bad. Neil, I can still smell it.
Well, hey, Freddie, at least you got a chance to enjoy Family Day, because in places like, British Columbia, we call Family Day Monday.
Oh, that's something, eh? But in British Columbia, isn't every day a holiday? You people, like, show up to work at noon and go home at 2 o'clock or something?
Buddy, don't give away the secrets, otherwise everybody will want to move here.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why everyone wants to move there. It's like, don't they give out, like, free joints at lunch and stuff in B.C. or something? I don't know.
It's like you lived here, Freddie. So, Fred, the movie was just that bad, huh?
Oh, it was horrible. You know, it was a remake of that old Walter Matthau movie called Cactus Flower, which was actually pretty good, but believe me, don't go to see this movie. It was just so aggravating. To think, Neil, of all the great scripts that go unnoticed or are never developed in this crap because Adam Sandler owns his own production company, it actually makes its way into the theaters, but not very good.
So not that it would qualify, but it's not going to be at the Oscars on Sunday then?
No.
Does your wife make you watch the Oscars like mine does?
No.
Oh, you're a lucky man. What do you got, separate TVs?
No, it's funny. I usually see the movies after the fact, so what's the use of watching when I don't really know what they're talking about?
That's a good point, absolutely.
Yeah.
CanadianThinker.com by Freddie P. is the website. He's a blogger. He's a program director. He's one hell of a guy as well. So, Freddie, I know you like your politics.
Yeah.
This weekend in British Columbia is the Liberal Leadership Convention. As you may or may not know, Gordon Campbell, our former premier, soon to be former premier, he stepped down because, nobody liked him. Something called HST didn't go over too well in this province. I know it didn't go over too well in Ontario, but here we really kicked up a stink about it.
Right.
But this weekend is the Liberal Leadership, and I'll tell you, my wife is a card-carrying member of the Liberal Party here. Enough said. Anyway, she's been getting we've been receiving calls nonstop for the last 2 weeks at the most inappropriate times.
Why? What are you doing when the calls come in?
Is the porky hut up and running?
We'll call it dinner time, Freddie.
Okay.
But we've got quite the candidate selection here. We have a lady who used to work at the radio station down the hall from a CKNW. She's running, and she's the favorite right now. We also have a bunch of other guys that were kind of like under Gordon Campbell's old school regime. And, you're run by the Liberal Party as well out there in Ontario. What's your take on the Liberal Party?
How much time do we have? I'll cut you in. Why don't we just send out Dalton McGuinty, our Liberal leader here in Ontario, who's been, you know, running roughshod over this province for the past, 7 or 8 years. We'll just send them out there. That way you can skip the leadership convention. You guys just take Dalton off our hands for the next few years.
CanadianThinker.com by Freddie P. is the website to go to check them 24/7. And as always, Freddie, the last two words are yours.
Loving you.